This is Alive with Joseph.
Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read a scripture before we sit. I'm going to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. New Living Translation. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. I like that. I say, tell God what you need. You know, so when anybody comes and tell you, why are you always telling God about your needs? Remind him of the scripture. Just pull that scripture out and tell them, please keep quiet. If you don't want to tell God about your need, I praise God for you. You know, there are those who say, you know, prayer should just be fellowship. Yeah, he tells me, tell God about what you need. Amen. You tell him, you have chosen not to tell God about what you need. I praise God for your life. But me, I'm still depending on God for my needs. So I choose to tell God about all my needs. Amen. He said, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Hallelujah. Now look for five people, welcome them to the service and announce to them, your attitude of gratitude must be adjusted. Your attitude of gratitude needs to be adjusted. Tell them your attitude of gratitude needs to be adjusted. Your attitude of gratitude needs to be adjusted. Look for five. Make sure it's five. Smile to them. Prophesy to them. Look straight into their eyes, eyeball to eyeball. And announce to them, your attitude of gratitude needs to be adjusted. Now go ahead and give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. I had to tell some people that this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, thanksgiving has everything to do with our ability to pray faith-filled prayers. Or our ability to pray faith-filled, you know, declarations. Dynamic prayers that receives an answer also is birthed on the altar of thanksgiving. So this morning we're looking at what I titled, Gratitude Adjustment. When we are praying, thanksgiving is very important. Because it is the integral part of us approaching the throne of grace. The Bible says in Psalm 100 verse 1 to 4 NIV translation, it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, not with madness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, and it is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his holy name. So the believer is supposed to be the most joyful person in the room. Those who are serving the Lord or those who serve the Lord are to do so with a smile on their face and joy from their hearts. Because the scripture says that we should serve the Lord with gladness or worship the Lord with gladness. King James will say serve the Lord. The NIV says worship the Lord with gladness. And he said come before him with joyful songs. Come before him with joyful songs. That speaks of a gratitude adjustment. Come before him with joyful songs. Hear this, friends, when a believer is not serving or worshiping the Lord with gladness, something is lost in their worship of God. When a believer is not worshiping the Lord with gladness, something is lost in their worship of God. So he tells us in that verse to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praises. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praises. So understand that thanksgiving and praise, they are not the same, but they work hand in glove. Thanksgiving and praise are not the same, but they work hand in glove. Thanksgiving is you acknowledging God for what he has done. Praise is you acknowledging God for who he is. Thanksgiving is you acknowledging God for what he has done. Praise is you acknowledging God for who he is or for who God is. So you express thanks to God because he has heard you. When you read the book of John chapter 11, when Jesus was at the tomb of Lazarus, before Jesus made a request, the first thing they did was to express gratitude to the Father. When he expressed that gratitude, at the same time, that expression of gratitude was also an expression of faith. Because thanksgiving, faith works best anywhere there is thanksgiving. So he said, Father, I thank you because I know you have heard me. Father, I thank you. And the very moment he finished giving God praise, he called forth Lazarus, and Lazarus came back to life. I pray for you on the wings of your thanksgiving in this season. Whatever is dead and buried in your life, it will return back to life. In the name of Jesus, I say it shall be resurrected in the name of Jesus. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. So, friends, when thanksgiving becomes your way of life, signs and wonders becomes your natural experience. And I'm not just talking about you coming to give God thanks in church alone. I'm talking about you making thanksgiving your lifestyle. Making thanksgiving your lifestyle. That is why I gave you an assignment for 7 days, 10 minutes every day. Give God praise 10 minutes every day. And today is the last day of the assignment. 10 minutes every day, we're giving God praise because we want to make thanksgiving our lifestyle. He says in that Psalm 100 verse 4, I read now the New King James Version. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So thanksgiving is a mystery that you and I must embrace as believers. Believers must embrace the mystery of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, it says, In everything, give thanks in everything. Not for everything, but in everything, give thanks. You are not giving God thanks, you know, for that accident, but you're giving God thanks in the midst of that accident. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That means thanksgiving becomes your way of life. Allow thanksgiving to become your way of life. In everything, give thanks, not for everything. That is to say, constantly find issues of thanksgiving in all the events of your life. Constantly find issues of thanksgiving in all the events of your life. He said, giving thanks is the will of God. If you're looking for the will of God, then he just has given you the will of God. The will of God is that you give thanks. So giving thanks is the will of God. Giving thanks is the will of God. And until you have done the will of God, you are not entitled to receiving the promise. That means when thanksgiving becomes your way of life, you become naturally entitled to receive the manifestation of the promises of God. So God is committed to fulfill his word when you have done the will of God. And what is the will of God? According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 18, the will of God is that you and I must give God thanks. The will of God is that we must give God thanks. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 36 says this. It said, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God. Did you see that? That tells you he's talking about thanksgiving. When he has to talk about endurance, he said, you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. After you have done the will of God, what is that will of God? After you have given God thanks, then by your thanksgiving, you position yourself to receiving the manifestation of the promises. So doing the will of God is what qualifies you to receive the promise. And in everything, give God thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now let's lift our voices and let's give the Lord praise this morning. Everybody, let's give Jesus praise this morning. Celebrate him. Hallelujah. So when thanksgiving becomes your way of life, God becomes committed to confirming his word. And the confirmation of the word of God is what results in signs and wonders in the life of the believer. And I'm not talking about, again, thanksgiving that is coming from the lips. I am talking about thanksgiving that is coming from the depths of your heart. I am talking about, you know, thanksgiving that is flowing from the sincerity and the genuineness of your heart. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you saying, Heavenly Father, I thank you, even in this situation, because no one could have managed it better than you. Lord, I thank you even in this situation because no one could have managed it better than you. Listen, friends, no one can manage your life better than God does. No one can be smarter than God in helping you out of any situation. In helping you out of any situation. Hear me, friends. If anything gets lost when God is in charge, then everything will have gotten lost if a man was to be in charge. If anything gets lost when God was in charge, then everything will have gotten lost when man is in charge. Are you understanding me this morning? Everything will have gotten lost. If you have lost anything, God is the reason why you have not lost everything. If you have lost anything, God is the reason why you didn't lose everything. So therefore, in everything, give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Listen, friends, it is not enough to know that in everything give God thanks. It is important to make it your way of life. Not as a matter of duty, but let it become your approach towards life. You know, Pastor Cordelia mentioned, gave an example in when she was teaching in the first service. She talked about how, you know, when your child returns back and your child have passed, they may not have gotten straight A's and, you know, whatever A's you're looking for. But for the fact that that child passed, lift that result before God and give God thanks. Because there are other kids who, in spite of the heavy investment made over their life, they still are failing. So you give God thanks. You give God thanks. It may not be what you're expecting, but it is definitely not where you used to be. So you give God thanks. So in everything, it is not enough to know that in everything give God thanks. It is important you make it your way of life. You make it your way of life. Listen, friends, wherever God stops on any issue in your life, that is the farthest anyone can ever go. Wherever God stops, that is the farthest anybody can go. No one can beat God to eat in that race of anything that is happening in your life. So wherever God stops, hear me, friends, no one else can go beyond that place. So for the place that God have stopped, give him thanks for bringing you there. Now lift your voice this morning and go ahead and give Jesus your praise. Please give Jesus your praise this morning. Ha! Give him thanks. Listen, friends, gratitude to God gratitude to God is not something we do as a duty. Gratitude to God is what we do with understanding. We do it with understanding. We do it with understanding. We do it with you are grateful. You are grateful to God for where he has brought you. You are grateful to God. Things may not have fallen in place this year the way you planned it, the way you prepared for it, the way you envisioned it. But can I tell you this? You're still alive. And for the fact that his breath is still in your lungs, it means that your chance of becoming anything is still 100%. Give him praise one more time. Give him praise one more time. You know, as a church, our gratitude didn't begin today. It was there when we were by the corner, a place called Corner Excelsior and Honor Street. It was there where, you know, the Thanksgiving, as we didn't stand Thanksgiving on Sunday today. No, it has been our way of life, always declaring the end of every year, Thanksgiving, declaring, you know, the first Sunday of every month, our Thanksgiving Sunday. It has been there. When we used to be 10 people, it has been there because it's easy for a young minister to look at Pastor Joseph and Pastor Greg and say, well, it's easy for you to give God thanks when you have, you know, hundreds and thousands of people. You know, you have a lot of people. No, we have been giving God thanks. When it used to be me, myself, my wife, my daughter, and, you know, the other people who you can't even be sure that they will be in the service that Sunday. We've been giving God thanks. It was there when we couldn't, the Thanksgiving has been there when we couldn't pay 7,000 rand church rental. 7,000 rand church rental. I'm saying 7,000 rand where we have to, you know, go and meet the landlord and be begging, please, can you just give us 2 more weeks into the new month? Not 2 more weeks, you know, no. 2 more weeks into the new month. The Thanksgiving has been there. The thanksgiving has been there. We've been giving God thanks when, you know, I and Pastor Cordelia couldn't get a salary from the church. The church have not even paid 7,000 renter. How will you pay salary to anybody? Thanksgiving has been there. Thanksgiving has been there. And today when I tell you what our staff overhead is in a month, it will shock you. Because the same place that couldn't pay a rental of 7,000 rand, right now our staff overhead is, you know, is almost, how will I put it now, almost 100 times the 7,000 rands. Or 50 times or 30 times the 7,000 rands. So you're not giving God thanks because, you know, things are good. You're giving in thanks for where you are in everything. In everything. And can I tell you, the more you give him thanks, the more God will continue to increase you. The more you give him thanks, you will look back one day and see how far the Lord has brought you. You will see how far the Lord has brought you. How many are grateful this morning? Go ahead and give Jesus your praise this morning. Please give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So give God thanks. Give God thanks. Do you know what ingratitude means? Ingratitude means that you are saying that God is not able. Ingratitude means that you are saying that God is losing ground. Ingratitude is casting aspersion on the personality and the integrity of God. When you are ungrateful, that is what you are doing. You are not, and listen, friends, you are not entitled to see the promise manifest until you have done the will of God and have shown you what the will of God is. The will of God is in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Put that scripture back for me again on the screen. Shall we all read it together? First, thank you so much. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for me. Personalize it now. Say, let's read 1, 2, 3, go. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for me. Hallelujah. So give him thanks. You slept and you woke up because the Lord sustained you. Give him thanks. You did nothing to wake up this morning. You listen, friends, you did nothing to wake up this morning. You did absolutely nothing. Your alarm clock did not wake you up. Your alarm, there are those whose alarm clock, they slept and they slept forever. They closed their eyes and didn't open it. The alarm was alarming and nothing could alarm them out of death. Hallelujah. In everything, give God praise. Give him. You woke up this morning because the Lord has been. You know, I saw a sad news this week. How a taxi boss in Alexander was Alexander in Joburg was murdered in the midst of his bodyguards. Except the Lord watches the city, the watchman is wasting his time. Oh. I'm telling you, in the midst of his bodyguards, the man was murdered. And one of his bodyguards, I think, was killed or was badly injured. In the midst of his bodyguards. And we saw, you know, a popular South African artist, aka, how he was also murdered in the midst of his bodyguards. So except the Lord watches the city, my friend. Listen, you are not kept alive because you are living in a gated estate or wherever you think you are with all those high fences. It is Jesus who has kept you alive. Give him praise this morning, please. Give him praise this morning. You slept, you woke up. He woke you up. Many who were healthier than you last night, they slept and didn't wake up. And the psalmist colorfully paints this picture for us. Psalm 3 verse 5. New Living Translation says, I laid down and slept. Yet I woke up in safety. For the Lord was watching over me. I woke up in safety because God was the one watching over me. I didn't wake up in safety because, you know, I was healthy. I woke up in safety because it was God who was watching over me. Oh, give this Jesus your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So you and I cannot operate in the realms of signs and wonders except we understand the mystery of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving leads to praise. Praise will lead to worship. And that becomes a conducive atmosphere for the presence of God to abide. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of our life church. Enthroned in the praises of Israel." Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning." That is why we wake up for morning prayers. That is why when I lead you in prayers, in the morning prayers, I spend so much time in thanking God. That is why also we make sure that we have praise and worship, because in the morning we must declare the loving kindness of God and his faithfulness every night. Thanksgiving will always culminate in praise, and praise will culminate in worship, and that becomes a conducive atmosphere for the Lord to abide. Listen, friends, praise is God's natural habitat. When praise becomes your way of life, you can carry divine presence naturally. You carry divine presence naturally. When praise becomes your way of life, anyone, the same way complaining magnetizes or invites the devil into your atmosphere, that is what happens with thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving and praise invites God into your atmosphere. Hallelujah. Complaining and murmuring will only invite the enemy into your atmosphere. And I'm not talking about praise. I'm not talking about praise, that you're offering out of, a lip service. I'm talking about praise becoming, your lifestyle. Praise becoming your way of life. And you can dance. Because you can dance doesn't mean that you are praising God. Dancing might just be your hobby. Amen. It might just be your hobby. Or it might just be your job. There are those who dance for a living, isn't it? There are those who dance for a living. When people are doing musical videos, they invite them to come and dance. So that might just be your hobby. And so I'm talking, any praise that is coming, that is not coming from a heart of gratitude, is fake. Any praise that is not coming from a heart of gratitude is fake. The Bible says in Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning, faithfulness every night." This is gratitude. So thanksgiving invokes divine presence into a believer's life. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Many have made God not to be for them. How? By them putting off God with their ingratitude. Many have made God not to be for them because of their ingratitude. Many have made God not to be for them because of their ingratitude. God can only hang around in an atmosphere of praise and thanksgiving and joy and rejoicing. When you are ungrateful, you attract the devil. Hear me, friends. The same way faith pleases God, that is the same way fear pleases the devil. The same way praise attracts God, that is the same way ungratefulness and ingratitude attracts the devil. Hallelujah. When you're ungrateful, you attract all kinds of things that you don't want. Why? The devil's natural habitat is the atmosphere of weeping, atmosphere of complaining, atmosphere of ingratitude, atmosphere of murmur. Signs and wonders are scriptural proofs of divine presence at work in the life of a believer. And the only way to walk in that is by praise and gratitude. You are grateful to God. Be intentional with your gratitude. Be intentional. Be intentional. Look back at what the Lord has done. Look back at the breath you have in your lungs and give him that praise. Give him that praise. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is what qualifies us to carry divine presence. The Bible tells us, in that the apostles went out, and the Bible said that God also working with them, confirming the word with signs accompanying them. You find that in Mark chapter 16, verse 20. So thanksgiving is what qualifies you and I to carry divine presence. And divine presence is a seal of signs and wonders. So without thanksgiving, you cannot operate in the realms of signs and wonders. And I'm not talking about thanksgiving, you know, as a lip service. I'm talking about thanksgiving as a way of life. Thanksgiving and praise guarantees you access to manifest presence of God. This is the key. It's the key that delivers you from every form of depression. It is the key. It is the key that brings you to the realm of victory continuously. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, 17 to 19. It says, though the fig tree may blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high heels. So the King James will say on my high places. He said, though the fig tree may not blossom, there is no fruit on the vines. The labor of the olive has failed. The fields are not yielding any food. The flock has been cut off from the fold. There is no herds in the stalls. He said, yet will I rejoice, because my joy is not tied to whatever is happening or not happening for me. My joy is not tied to the new car. My joy is not tied to the prosperity of my business. My joy is not tied to the increase of my resources. My joy is tied to the fact that the God of heaven, he remains God, and only him should be worshipped. This man here, he took time to name everything that could go wrong. But he said, in the midst of everything that has gone wrong, I still give God my praise. I still give God my praise. You know, there are those who only give God praise when it is month end. When they know a few minutes from now, the salary will ring bagang. They start dancing. After 24 hours, when the money is finished, the dancing ceases. If your gratitude is tied to material things, you are in trouble. If your gratitude is tied to your job, the day you lose your job, what happens? If your gratitude is tied to the flourishing of your business, the day the business makes no profit, what will happen? Hallelujah. If your gratitude is tied to your bank balance, the day something happens that comes to drain all your resources, what will you do? So this man here took time to explain to us all that could ever go wrong that went wrong. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. How many are ready to rejoice in the Lord this morning? Please go ahead and give him your praise. So friends, if you and I understand this as the rule of the game, then there is no how you can remain in a low place. There is no how you can remain in a low place. Every day celebrate the integrity of God. What may be happening now may not look like what you want to happen. But yet, he said, I will rejoice in the Lord, because what I want will not come until I celebrate God for where I am right now. I will not get to my high places until I celebrate God right here in my low places. Hallelujah. Because friends, if it were not for God, you would have been in a worse situation than what you are right now. You would have been in a worse situation. So thank God for where you are. And you cannot get to where you are going to until you appreciate God for where you are right now. And you appreciate him for where he has brought you from. That is the key to the way up. So thanksgiving and praise must become your way of life, because thanksgiving and praise guarantees divine presence. And divine presence makes you a walking testimony, makes you a walking wonder, makes you a living victory. Hallelujah. Everything about you becomes a wonder on the platform of thanksgiving. You become a woman and a man of wonder because of thanksgiving. People are wondering at your life. They cannot seem to explain your life because of thanksgiving. Listen, you cannot explain a life, church. If you try to explain it, you will lose your mind. You cannot explain it. You cannot explain it. We are a wonder in this little corner. And it's all to thanks and praise. We keep giving him, we give him thanks. When there is nobody, we give him thanks. We give him thanks. We give him thanks. There are two people, we give God thanks because we had the understanding that no one can come except he brings them. And if he had chosen to bring two people this Sunday, we give him thanks. There have not been a gloomy day where you see, Pastor, you know, Pastor is not happy today. Oh, me, I'm too joyful. I'm one of the most joyful human beings you will come in contact. If you get close to me, I talk. I'm too joyful. You can't get close to me and never hear me complain. That is why, well, every time you see me, you think my father is Cyril Ramaphosa. I wish he was, but he's not. Because the way I'm so joyful, you think I have everything, I have it all together. Celebrating Jesus, thanking the Lord, magnifying him. Hallelujah. Everything about you becomes a wonder on the platform of thanksgiving. It becomes a wonder. Hallelujah. Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, also lived, a thanksgiving life as a lifestyle. When the food was not enough, the Bible said he knew what to do to multiply it. You could have thought that he was planning to, open up a bakery shop. No, he knew what to do. The Bible says he himself knew what to do. And what did he do? The Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 4 to 7, now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that this may eat? But he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. And what was it that he did? Let's read further. Philip responded and said, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may eat and have a little. Then the discussion continued in verse 8 to 11. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000 and listened to what he said. Bible said he knew what to do. Now let me show you what he did. The Bible said, and Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks. That was what he knew what to do. He had given thanks. He didn't go to get a loan. He had given thanks. He knew what to do. What was it that he knew what to do? Thanksgiving. He lifted it. When he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples and the disciples to those sitting there. Likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. He lifted it. He didn't complain. He lifted it. He didn't murmur. He lifted it and he gave God thanks. Friends, if it is not enough, give God thanks. Instead of complaining when it is not enough, Jesus has given us a model. And what is the model? Take what is not enough and give him thanks. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. You will not know how enough what God has put in your hands is until you know how to give him thanks. You will not know how enough what God has put in your hand is until you know how to give him thanks. They said, what are these among many? That's what the disciples said. They said here, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? That is what many of you do. You receive your salary, you say, what is this? They say, what are these among many? You receive your salary, you look at the bills that are piling up, and you disdain the salary. Instead of lifting it first and giving God thanks. There are those who are more qualified than you in terms of academics who don't have the job you have.
So you keep saying, what is this? What is this amongst men? What is this? And that is why it is never enough. Hallelujah. Now go ahead and give Jesus your praise this morning. So you will not know how enough what God has put in your hands is until you know how to give thanks. They said, what are these among many? Jesus said, make them sit down. And in verse 11, Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and asked them to distribute. And after they have all eaten and are full, they still had 12 baskets left. I decree over you, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you will have more than enough in the name of Jesus. I say you will have more than enough in the name of Jesus. I shared with the first service when I was closing the service. You know, the reason I tithe is because my tithe is thanksgiving. You see this theology of, you know, this argument, you know, should tithe, you know, in the Old Testament is 10%. In the New Testament, you know, there's no 10%. Listen, whatever your theology is, you believe is all percent. Give all percent as your tithe. You believe, allow those who still are still trying to rise in faith to still give their 10%. Some give 20, some give that. But the reason I tithe is because it's my tool of thanksgiving. I go out every day and I come back for 30 days and salary comes into my hands. He said, remember the Lord your God. Put that scripture on the screen. For it is he who has given you the power to get wealth. You didn't get that wealth by your own strength. It is him who gave you the power to get wealth. Remember the Lord your God. So your tithe is a tool. Thank you so much. And you shall remember the Lord God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish the covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. So it's a tool of thanksgiving above everything. I'm not tithing because I want God to increase me. No. Actually, biblically, tithing is not for increase. Tithing is for you to return for with thanksgiving. To say, Lord, I have returned to say thank you for what you have done in my life in 30 days. Go ahead and give the Lord your praise this morning. Amen. And I pray for you, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you will have more than enough in the name of Jesus. I say you'll have more than enough in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in verse 13 of that same John chapter 6, therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. The Bible said they had more than enough, over and above. The realms of over and above is where thanksgivers live. Thanksgivers live in the realms of over and above. The realms of over and above is where thanksgivers live. Over and above is the realm that is reserved for thanksgivers. So if you and I want to live in the realms of over and above, we must become addicted thanksgivers. We must become addicted thanksgivers. The reason things are running down for so many people is because they are running them down without them knowing it through their ingratitude. By constant and consistent murmuring. You keep running things down around you by constant and consistent murmuring. Hallelujah. Listen, the people who murmured in the wilderness, the Bible said that they lost everything. And they were not as they didn't get help. So murmuring may get you people's sympathy. You know, when you murmur, people will sympathize with you. It's natural, it's human nature. But murmuring puts God off. God can't stand someone who murmurs, who complains. People may pity you when you are grumbling, but not God. God turns his back on someone who is murmuring. Why? He wants you to see his hands in all that is happening around you. And by complaining, you are not acknowledging his hands in all that is happening around. Murmuring is you saying to God, what you have done, you have not done enough. So this morning, I want you to be, you know, to be intentional with how you're going to give God thanks this month. Give God thanks from the depths of it. Let gratitude flow from your heart, because gratitude magnets favor. Gratitude brings restoration. Gratitude brings increase. Gratitude makes you live in the realms of over and above. Listen, even naturally, amongst humans, anybody you say thank you to is compelled to do more for you. Hallelujah. Anybody you say thank you to is compelled to do more for you. And anybody who never says thank you to you for whatever you have done for them, you don't want to do again for them. Because you're feeling like you're entitled. You're not entitled. Listen, I have other needs as well. So if I give you one rand, say thank you. In fact, if I'm passing, say thank you again. You see me in your dream, say thank you. You meet me in the mall by mistake, say thank you. Yes, say thank you. Amen. Amen. It's not, I have other needs. I bypass my needs and I gave to you. Who are you? Who you be? So say thank you. Hallelujah. The same way, when someone blesses me, I use thank you to baptize you. I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, there are some pastors who feel that, you know, I'm the bishop. I don't say thank you. The devil is a bastard. You're not bishop anything. You're confused. That's the spirit of ingratitude. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus free. My time is up. Let's rise on our feet. Let's go home. So say thank you. Someone does anything for you, say thank you. Hallelujah. That's how you train yourself. In every morning when I wake up, my wife is here, she can testify to her. Once my feet hit the ground, the first thing I say, Lord, I thank you for the privilege to serve your people. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. Let's read the scripture and you go home. Please put for me Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15. Let's read it together. And we'll read the next verse and we all go home. Let's read. Is it there? Thank you so much. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Psalm 149 from verse 1 to 5. Let's read together. Everybody, let's go. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbre and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Amen. Let's give the Lord our praise this morning. Go ahead and thank the Lord this morning. I give you 1 minute. Just go ahead and give God praise. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him because you are finishing this year strong. Thank him for the month of December. Thank him for ushering you into this month.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.